In the name of the threefolded God, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, we will continue these epistle services, and we quiet at God's word that is written in St. Luke, Chapter 24, verses 13 through 35. Words are heard in Jesus' name. Now behold, two of them were traveling that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was 7 miles from Jerusalem. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. So it was, while they conversed and reasoned, that Jesus himself drew near and went with them. Their eyes were restrained, so that they did not know him. And he said to them, "What kind of conversation is this that you have with one another as you walk and are sad?" Then the one whose name was Cleopas answered and said to him, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem, and have you not known the things which happened there in these days?" And he said to them, "What things?" So they said to him, "The things concerning Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word, before God and all the people. And how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and crucified him. We were hoping that it was he who was going to redeem Israel." Indeed, besides all this, today is the third day since these things happened. Yes, a certain woman of our company who arrived at the tomb early astonished us. When they did not find his body, they came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. And certain of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the woman had said, but him they did not see. Then he said to them, "O foolish ones, and slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not the Christ to have suffered these things and enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself." Then they drew near to the village where they were going, and he indicated that he would have gone farther. But they constrained him, saying, "Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent." And he went in to stay with them. Now it came to pass, as he sat at the table with them, that he took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to them. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished from their sight. And they said to one another, "Did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us on the road, and while he opened the scriptures to us. So they rose up that very hour and returned to Jerusalem, and found the 11 and those who were with them gathered together, saying, "The Lord is risen indeed, and has appeared to Simon." And they told about the things that had happened on the road, and how he was known to them in the breaking of bread. Amen. Dear listeners of the word, both here in the service tent and service area, as well as hearing via internet, I have had in mind this text, which one brother spoke about, which was one evangelical text of the church calendar a couple of weeks ago, when Peter had been all night fishing. Jesus exhorted him to yet throw the net. I have felt that when preparing for these turns of service, this summer in big services and via service radio, it feels that it has been preached about this text many times already. And the enemy of souls were sitting on my shoulder when I heard that one brother preached about this text already before this summer. But we can trust that Jesus sent us to preach the gospel. And as Jesus said to Peter, "Throw the net in the water," we can also trust that the Heavenly Father will give us what we need, even if it's the same text. But in the very beginning, I want to believe. May I believe all my sins and doubts forgiven. I want to believe. And if there's somebody listening to these services, who is listening to this tempted, you can also, in the very beginning, believe the gospel. You can believe all your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. It is the most important thing, even these services. Our text begins, "Now behold, two of them were traveling that same day." Which day was it? It was Easter morning, or Easter day. In the morning, a woman had gone to the tomb, and also Peter had gone there. I many times have thought when the people during Jesus' time, his disciples and all other followers, were just human beings just like us today. Sometimes I've been thinking that maybe those peoples who are what the Bible tells about, that they have certainly been a little better somehow. Maybe more suitable, but no. They are also ordinary people. And we notice it. If we go with these two disciples who on the Easter day, just when Jesus had arisen from death, and as we can read from the Bible, and later this message of joy had spread, but that day, those brothers were walking with doubts away from Jerusalem. Our brother Harri before talked a sermon how the devil so quickly seeds this. Bad grain in the kingdom of God. And how the endeavor begins the same moment when the journey of a child of God begins. Those men were traveling away from Jerusalem. They were talking about all this that had happened. That all this that they had with their own eyes seen. They tried to figure out, ponder, what did all this mean? Those men were not there where the other disciples were gathered. They were discussing, wondering. In this text, it says that their belief was wavering, or at least they were in doubt. When it says here, that we thought that he was the one who redeemed Israel. The seed of doubt had started to grow in their heart. Just then Jesus starts to abide with them without asking and started talking. That what are you talking about? And when these men tell all this, what they with their mutual eyes and reason had seen, that this powerful prophet, they had been thinking that maybe he was the one who would redeem Israel. He was crucified cruelly. and put in shame. But still, they remembered and continued. About this, when some women had gone to the tomb and did not find Jesus, and there were also angels there who had said that Jesus is living. It many times speaks to me the way how Jesus speaks to them. When he says, "O foolish ones, and slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken." I think and believe that in Jesus' voice and the way of talking, there was warmth and love when he said this, "O foolish ones." Now, what does Jesus say after this? He reminds them of what it has earlier been written in God's word. In this situation, Jesus did not make up something new himself, but he talked about what was written before in God's word, what the prophets have told through the Holy Spirit of God. How the Son of God has to suffer and then enter to his glory. And when he explained them, but starting at Moses and all the prophets, but what has been told about himself, here later, the man remember that they said, "Did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us on the road?" Isn't it safe and secure to come into the hearing of God's word when in the services it is spoken about what has been written before? It also strengthens the serving brother that you don't need to find anything new. It is like Peter with the same boat when he went to the lake. And Jesus will show through the Holy Spirit the right place, where to throw the nets. God, through his Holy Spirit, opens his word so that all of us can get our own portion of it. Isn't it wonderful that sometimes at the services it can be that sometimes when you talk about the sermon afterwards, some people have understood different parts of the text according to the need, what God and the Holy Spirit has wanted to open of this text. when we have this long summer been able to enjoy these services. We have been able to pause at God's word. Don't we have the same experience that dear brothers and sisters, when God opens his word in your heart, you feel a warmth in your heart. Yes, it is like this, and believing this way, one can reach heaven's home one day. And I'm thinking of this. I don't know if it's wrong to think this way, but when these men were there, they were walking away from Jerusalem, and they were pondering these things by the two of them, and their reason that Jesus was crucified, although we thought that he was Messiah. I think this way, there can be a picture of this, that if we believers at this time start walking away from Jerusalem and with our own understanding and reason try to understand all, there's a risk to flow too far away. It is maybe good that if there's things that we face during our lives when we're wondering and pondering this, what is in this or that thing? What is God's will? Which way? Which way the Holy Spirit wants to instruct us? That we would find for answer inside God's congregation. That we would be in the midst of Zion and would want to openly ask, which way is it good to travel? Jesus abided with those men, and when he had taught and reminded them about what was written before, and then this man were turning to their home village. And it says that Jesus indicated that he would have gone farther, but they asked him to come. And Jesus reminded them about what was written about Messiah. It comes to mind many times the situation where Jesus promised to his disciples that the Holy Spirit will be given to them as teacher. And I don't remember the words word by word, but Jesus said like this, that he will teach and remind you all of what I have talked to you. Again, same thing, that the Holy Spirit does not bring anything new, but the Holy Spirit teaches us and reminds us all of what Jesus has told. Isn't it a secure view? When this man went to their village, and Jesus went with them, started eating. It was already evening. When we get visitors and friends in the evening as guests, we also like to put something to eat on the table. I have been thinking many times so that those things in the fridge, what we have in the fridge, would not stop us asking guests to our homes. Ask your friends, travel friends, to come to your house as guests, even if you wouldn't have anything good to serve. So that we would not stop visiting each other. I think those men did not wonder what is there to serve, or is it clean at the house? But ask with brothers and sisters Christ to your home as guests, and talk about the pathway. And this I also say to remind myself, when those men started having dinner, it says here that Jesus took bread, he sat at the table with them, that he took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to them. And then the disciples knew Jesus, recognized Jesus. To listener of today, how do you recognize God's kingdom? Jesus is, as promised, there where his own are. Jesus is inside God's kingdom. How do you recognize God's kingdom? Yesterday at the Bible class, we were talking about the treasure in the field. And this treasure was in this field. It was why this man wanted this field and went and sold everything else. This treasure is Jesus Christ and the gospel of Jesus Christ. that you break the bread, preach the gospel of forgiveness of sins. Right now, at this moment, you may believe your sins forgiven. Those men rushed to the other disciples, and there also they told that they knew Jesus when he broke the bread. God's kingdom is where the bread of gospel is broken, where the gospel of forgiveness of sins is preached. When those men recognized Jesus and noticed that suddenly Jesus was away, they rushed to the other disciples. They didn't feel how long the way was. And it was already late at night. It didn't feel bad to go another 12 kilometers to the group of God's children. I have heard many stories about when some person has got the grace of repentance, how they have rushed to find God's kingdom, go to the services where other children of God are gathered. Maybe it feels that maybe this bread is there. You feel secure to be with God's children. Although we live this earthly lives, our own places watching, and many might have a long way to church or to other believers, but we still want to be there where God's children gather together. And I think if someone is listening to this word, someone who troubles with this, when and how am I able to come in the midst of God's children? Be of brave mind. Today we have many different possibilities to listen to God's word, and the gospel will spread widely. Just there where you are, maybe in a lonely place of watching, you can securely believe the same gospel. This breaking of bread happens through ears. If you hear this gospel, you can securely grab in this and believe all your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. If there's someone who remembers where the Father's home is listening to this, but it has been a long since your last time, to wonder whether you are living anymore, or someone who has lost the faith of childhood, And if you're longing back, remember that Jesus has come beside you. Maybe right now, there was this moment that you have been walking away from Jerusalem, away from God's congregation. And now Jesus abides with you and wants to break bread with you. You may believe all your sins, and even unbelief, you can believe, forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. And you small girls and boys also, a bit older. Preachers many times remember these little boys and girls, so maybe there are some youth who feel that I don't want to be a small child anymore. And I'm not sure whether this means me. Also you can remember in the midst of the wavering in youth. Also you older one, we can, each and every one can be like small children. We can, the good shepherd takes care of us. So you little boys and girls and a bit older ones, and every one of us can believe all your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood, and break the bread of the gospel. We can this way remain securely to believe and continue this pathway. If there's someone who would like to ask for a gospel but are afraid, remember that the Heavenly Father will see it in your heart, and you can believe even if you don't have the strength to ask. You can, from this sermon, believe all your sins forgiven. Jesus' name and blood. Until the peace, freedom, and joy. In Jesus' name, amen.